Janice Panahou is with us. Net loss of nearly 450 jobs. Proposed to go to Oranga Tamariki, the agency supporting vulnerable Tamariki. 565 jobs at the Ministry of Education, including 100 regional jobs and frontline roles supporting schools. And joining us for recording was Janice Panahou, who's been a long-time kaihautū Māori at the Public Service Association. Te tuhine kia ora rawa tu koe, Janice. Thanks so much for joining us on Pākehā. Tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale.
Have you ever...
Lovely to be here.
And you too, but this is pretty sad news, you know. It's easy to throw figures around like that, 447, 565. These are people's jobs. It will just throw their lives into turmoil, many of them. So, you know, it's a very, very serious kaupapa we're witnessing at the moment. And super sad for those who've been affected. Have you been through anything like this before, Janice, this mass sacking of public service workers?
Absolutely not. I've worked for the public service for almost 40 years, and this is just devastating to see in terms of what this government's doing. It's really creating fear and concerns amongst workers and also the communities that they serve. But particular, our Māori and Pacifica and migrant communities, not to say the tangata whaikaha, our disabled family community, who this is going to, in terms of the tax cut, the funding cuts to public services, is going to affect our most vulnerable communities. And we're saying this is not okay. This is not okay to do this to our communities that this government is supposed to be there to serve. So it's going to have a real impact on our tamariki in terms of just something as small as the school lunches, you might think. That cutting the funding for school lunch programs is going to cease to exist, and providing the support to families with disabled tamariki, you know, 100 roles just within education in terms of some of those specific frontline staff. This is the concerns that we have, and I think we heard from some of the principals this morning on TV the direct impact that it's going to have on staff that actually end up staying to pick up in terms of some of the roles that some of the staff currently actually some of the roles that are currently being disestablished. Then we've also got Oranga Tamariki, which is another area of concern for us.
As it should be. I mean, crikey, the level of criticism at Oranga Tamariki's operations across the past 4 years, the multiple reviews, the numerous shortcomings that have been constantly highlighted, and then you sack a whole bunch of people. It's hardly going to improve their relationship with the general public in Ngāi Māori, ne?
Aye. Well, these are Māori specialist roles that are fundamental to supporting our practice shift and supporting and uplifting cultural capability in te reo Māori, tikanga and te ao Māori, providing support and guidance to kaimahi Māori and also kaimahi non-Māori, building and maintaining relationships with iwi, hapu and whānau, and ensuring voices of Māori are heard, ultimately working towards achieving a better outcome for our tamariki and rangatahi and whānau. So with some of these Māori specialist roles being disestablished, this is going to have a huge impact on the service. We don't quite know, there's no evidence or understanding about why these roles are also no longer being required, or why there now is considered being the right time for Oranga Tamariki to slash Māori specialist roles. Māori continue to be overrepresented, which you know, Dale, and yet we're going to take the funding away from the people that most need it. So, of course, there are a number of 69% of tamariki and rangatahi, Māori and care. And so, you know, that tells a story in itself. So, in terms of every day I wake up and think, what is it going to be like today? How many more jobs are going to be affected? I really feel for those workers that give everything to their jobs. They are passionate about in terms of the mahi that they do for families and the community. And they are going to be affected. They are going to be on the job looking for jobs. They will be part of the unemployment. And as I've mentioned previously, that the public service in Pōneke is one of the largest employers. So you'll be looking at either families uprooting, having to move outside of their area, disrupt their own families, but they're going to have to look for a job. This is a really sad, dark day for our workers, our members.
Tēnā koe, I appreciate the hurt you must feel, because even though I don't know these people who have lost their jobs, I feel for them and their kids, the situations they find them in. Have there been the same losses from management levels?
Well, yes, in some areas in terms of OT, for some of our regional Māori practice coaches, senior advisors, managers also, yes. So it's really, they say it's back office stuff, but there's also, principal advisors. These people play a really important role in terms of doing the number crunching as well and providing essential advice so that frontline staff can go out and do their jobs, and they provide it to the minister. So I wonder who's going to be doing those jobs now.
And so do I. Dark days, you describe it well when you say it's unlike any other time that you can witness in your long career supporting workers through the Public Service Association. Janice Punahall joining us to reflect on the reality of so many job losses in one hit. Thanks very much to Ene Kia Ora, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, nga mihi kia koutou.
Tēnā koe, Janice. Thank you.